Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know. You can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville.
Offline.
The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel, consultant standing by, will take caller 9844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a column in the San Diego Union-Tribune newspaper called dogs parasites based on the theory that they only pretend they like us to get food.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe to say that pretty much all the responses on Twitter have strongly and angrily disagreed.
You know, I giggled about it because, like, come on, man. Who cares what the guy says? And he based this, so I guess he based this on something he read, like, 19 years ago, right? And it was, they did the scientific study, and essentially what they came up with was just that, look, dogs pretend they like you because they realize you're a source for food, all right? And it's right. I don't necessarily agree with that. Doesn't matter, but that's what the guy was quoting. But people freaked out.
Do you ever have a...
But yeah. No one argues that with cats.
Do you ever date somebody or go out with somebody who cooks for you?
Sure.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it's like, I mean, anything, anybody. I mean, like, yeah, your mom, anybody, whoever cooks for you.
I mean,
like,
this is
great.
Like, they did the scientific study. What dogs are like a complete experiment in eugenics, so they've basically been bred to like you anyway.
Right.
And it's like, yes, they love it when you feed them, but you notice your dog's kind of your pal no matter what.
And at the end of the day, if they are technically a parasite, does that change how you feel about them?
Well, they're saying it changes how they feel about you, but they're a pack animal.
You're the one picking up their poop. You're the one picking up their poop.
Exactly.
I mean,
no.
See, that's the thing.
Exactly. The genesis for this. And, like, look, I love dogs.
Sure.
It's just, right now, it's just dog heavy. And maybe different cities, but I know in Seattle, like, wherever you go, there's always dogs.
There's always dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, I think that guy was just trying to get a rise out of people.
He obviously, yeah. I mean, people got so upset and said, you really think that this is what the guy thinks? Come on.
A 41-year-old man near L.A. caused two car crashes, then he ran into a nearby business, grabbed an employee, forced him outside, and tried to turn him in for it.
This guy's nuts.
Did he think, like, the employee's going to say, yeah, I did this?
He told police, here, I caught the driver of that car for you, but it didn't work. What do you know? And now he's also facing kidnapping charges because, really, kidnapping charges?
Force someone to do something against their will, yeah, that's
I mean, even
hell,
if...
Hell, I actually kidnapped someone, never got charged. This guy.
But even if you could convince that guy
to lie
tell
for
the,
you.
Right, but there's no chance the whole working process, he's going to stick with the lie.
No.
And once he leaves you and the fear of you hurting him's over, like... I mean, this isn't like somebody you know being like, all right, I'll take the charge.
I'll take the fall for it.
I think he was, I don't think he thought that far, Ted. I think he wanted him to get arrested and then he would just bail
like
out.
Leave town.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
He strikes me as the guy who's dumb enough that even if this had carried through to a court trial, he's the guy that would show up in court and see how it went.
The other dude confessed.
Right.
You said it. A man near Tampa had a massive heart attack last weekend while laying a bunch of sod in his front yard. But first responders saved his life, got him to a hospital, and then went back and finished the job for him.
I would like to roll out some grass. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, that's what the guy, I guess, was having a real hard time with the heart attack, but he kept, like, saying,
he didn't want to leave.
Right. He was like, we got to get this done. So then the firemen felt so bad, they went back and did the sobbing.
They came back, though, and said, like, they did it all wrong.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, man, there's no way the doctor said after a heart attack, please go back to this strenuous.
Here's the thing. He had a heart attack, and he kept working.
Right, he worked through the heart attack.
And then, for some reason, I guess he got to the point where he couldn't do it anymore. He called 911, and they said, well, when did this happen? He said, like, it happened 15, 20 minutes ago. They said, well, why didn't you call right away? And he says, I wanted to get this job done. And they're like, hey, man, like, no, you're having a heart attack. You know, like, we need to take you in right now.
This tells me that this is the only sunny day in a long time in a very rainy area.
Well, if he, I don't get this done now, it is not getting done
once
for another 3 weeks.
Or, you got to water it, make sure it takes.
Yeah.
You
know,
like, but think about it. It's also the time of the year that he ordered the sod late, right? Like, look, if you order sod in winter, let's face it, best time, it'll be cheap.
Yep.
So you got it late. I'm sure his yard looked like crap. He's like, God damn, I want a green goddamn yard. Heart be damned.
The average American eats about 20 to 30 pounds of French fries every year, which means we have a medium-sized serving of fries approximately every 3 to 5 days.
That sounds about right.
Some people got to be up in that.
Look, well, yeah, I mean, it's an average, right? But let's face it, if you go to any restaurant, if it's not super fancy, it's fries. And when they give you the option, do you want soup, salad, or fries? I'm like, don't ever ask me that offensive question again, but fries.
But even some high-end places, man, their fries are delicious.
Oh, duck fat fries and all this stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, duck fat fries. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't eat a lot of French. I love French fries. I just can't eat a bunch of them, but, like, I don't eat fries.
You know what, to be,
that's what I'm like, who's eating fries 3 times a week?
I don't eat a ton, but if the kids go out to dinner, then inevitably, whatever they get comes with fries, and I end up eating about half of each of theirs.
Fries are delicious.
I think it might be National French Fry Day.
It
might be, Ted.
I've heard mac and cheese, French fry. I want to say it's like 7 different days today. I'm like, so which day is it?
Right.
What card do I send to loved ones?
Sounds like Stoner Day. Mac and cheese, French fries, and grilled cheese.
Well, it's a repeat, so it don't
pizza
matter.
Pizza pockets.
According to a new survey, real quick. How many of you in here have eaten an entire pint of ice cream in one sitting?
A pint?
Is that
a Ben and Jerry size?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All of us? Have you?
I probably have.
Okay.
I mean, at least within 24 hours.
40% of people have eaten eaten an entire pint in one sitting.
And 100% of that 40% were alone.
Yes.
It's like eating a whole piece. If there's other people, you're like, oh, I'm going to put this away. And all you can think about is, I want to finish.
You know what flavor
unless
it was.
They have their own pint of ice cream.
Oh, then it's agreed.
What was the flavor that you knocked out?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Vanilla.
If it was Ben and Jerry's, it was that cinnamon roll.
Okay.
Cinnamon roll. I love it. Either that or a cookies and cream.
I'm a salted caramel guy.
Half baked.
There you go.
See, but those are harder to knock out the whole thing because they're
rich.
Miles, you just got to put in some effort.
All right, okay.
Do you want this? Right. Do you want this pint?
Oh, he was watching a Nike ad while eating. Just do it.
Keeping going with that ice cream study, 9% have cried while they were eating ice cream.
Jesus Christ.
No.
That's got to be after like a breakup.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope.
Totally, Ted. Just a breakup. 7% of people have canceled plans to stay at home and eat it.
Wow.
I'm in that 7%.
Oh, no. What were you invited to? I mean, if it's a baby shower, sure, I'm going to eat ice cream.
It was just something like people getting together on a Sunday, and it was just like, I'd rather sit at home and eat ice cream on a Sunday evening.
How much were
you looking for ice cream?
How much were you looking forward to that pint of ice cream? How much was that on your brain?
It had been on my brain for 6 days.
All right.
Brother, if you turn down an invite to a party of friends, like, I'm eating this ice cream.
You were staring mentally at that ice cream in the freezer. You know exactly where you're going with
it. Dude, like, I was at the grocery store yesterday. I didn't buy any ice cream. But you bet your ass I walked up and down and went, oh, that's the new flavor. That's the one Mike was talking about.
Yeah.
You do have a weird, and you can bring up like any new food product, right? Because the thing is, you're eating like chicken and rice and all the healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you bring up any fast food, anything at the grocery store, Ted's like, oh, that, yeah, man, they got so-and-so. Have you eaten it?
Nope. And I have another terrible habit of looking in other people's carts. Yesterday, I was like, oh, nice.
Dude, you're really weird with this.
Like, you know how weird that is?
If you invite Ted to your home, and it's just what he does, he will be in your fridge, not to eat anything, but he will scope out.
That's what you got going.
If you have any, what I like is, if Ted has any questions,
he'll just ask.
So,
what are you eating over there?
Why do you get this
guy? What are you
munching
on?
24/7 Wall Street ranked the 50 biggest product flops of all time, and Google Glass is number one.
There's I forgot about that.
There's some really good forgettable things on
was
there.
Was Clear Pepsi on there?
Yes. Yes, it was top 10.
I'm not working on it.
I was, so I can tell you it is.
Got you, man.
I thought Google Glass was going to be a thing. What was the whole thing? Where you put it on and like you see pop-ups of whatever?
You get
smart glasses
things. Like,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
not
like,
exciting. Enough,
like maybe
man.
It would identify a building if you looked at it. It would say Empire State Building.
When it do things like that, bitch is crazy.
If it looked at me, I think on your screen it could pull up like my Facebook and this and that.
Oh,
gee, you know,
no, I don't want that.
Yeah, it was creepy, man.
Yeah,
that was,
a new survey.
No
found,
one would use that for anything good.
A new survey found millennials are more likely to post deceptive photos that make their vacation seem better than it was, just to make their friends jealous.
That's not all millennials. Everybody does.
Everybody
that.
Everybody does that.
Everybody does it. Everyone's always done it. The only difference is that The millennials have one super disadvantage. You are the first generation where technology's everything.
Yes.
So everything you do, everyone gets mad at you. But listen, all it is a different way of doing what we've always done.
Yeah. Oh, come over and see pictures from our vacation.
They'd show you a slideshow, but trust me, the crappy pictures, they were taken out.
Yeah. Here's where Smitty yelled at the grandkids.
Right. It's not there.
A woman in Georgia left the windows on her van open while visiting a patient and came back to find an unexpected passenger.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, get to please share everyone how Profile This is played.
Well, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. All right, Sarah, you understand this year's game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Mike Hawk touched on the story only moments ago, but worth revisiting. A 41-year-old man responsible for two hit-and-run crashes in Santa Ana, California. It left four people seriously injured. Mike didn't bring that part up because he really was not working on it. But he crashed into one car, then he started chasing someone who witnessed it and caused an even worse crash that involved two other cars and a guy on a bike. Luckily, no one was killed. But then after the second crash, the guy ran into the nearby ice cream distributor, speaking of ice cream, grabbed the random employee and forced the guy outside as the cops were arriving, tried to get him to say that he was the one driving. As you might imagine, the guy really was not going to say that. And as Mike said, the guy literally said, "Here, I caught the driver of that car for you." Turns out this guy was on drugs, so they booked him for driving under the influence, resisting arrest, kidnapping, and felony hit and run. My question is, do you believe that this genius is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Oh, man. That's a hot mess express.
That is a hot mess.
I like that term. I'm going to use that.
Hot mess express?
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Did they say what drug it was?
It did not say what drug it was. It just said he was on drugs.
And he stayed around to tell the cops, hey, this is the dude.
So again, he hits a car. Somebody witnessed it. He's trying to drive that person down. Causes the worst crash. Hits a guy on a bike. Runs into the ice cream parlor, as they call it. Grabs a guy named, this poor dude. What the hell is his name? Oh, okay. Iglesias Morales. This poor dude's just trying to serve up some ice cream. Here's Iglesias trying to, I didn't do this. But they do not say what kind of drugs he was on.
I'm going to profile Southern California. Let's go Mexi.
Going to go Mexi. Final answer, Sarah?
I'm going to say it's my final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, profile this. Takes us to Los Angeles, California, and we have a 41-year-old man who caused two car crashes. Then he ran into a nearby business. He grabbed an employee. He forced that employee outside. And then he tried to turn him in for what he did.
Turns out it didn't work. And while the cops weren't detectives, they managed to piece that together without a lot of investigation. But Sarah, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? You said, like, in Southern California. I'm going to hazard a guess and say Mexi. White.
Yeah.
White. Yep.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. What about the... What?
Blame somebody else for your problems.
I just say he was at an ice cream parlor.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
There's a shop called Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
I'll be dead honest with you. I have not been in a mall in a long time outside of eating at the establishment that is Rainforest Cafe. So I was not positive the Build-A-Bears were still a thing. Once I went to a Build-A-Bear, and you know why I went, because DB was building one for his girlfriend.
I've had birthday parties for my kids there.
Oh, no, Kent, you have a birthday party at a Build-A-Bear?
Dude, sure. Build-A-Bear's not stupid.
Is this like the American Girl store where they serve food and stuff?
Quite that deep, and they don't charge as much, but it's a great idea because it's a kid. They can build their own bear, right? And so they learn how to do it. And obviously, you can do birthday parties.
And they give them a little bit of a deal depending on how many people you have. And you bring your own stuff. So if you want to bring in a cake, you bring in your own cake. They'll provide a little table where you can sit down and eat.
You can bring your own drinks in. They don't serve any food, but you're allowed to bring in a couple things, bag of chips, and have a little party.
I feel like
at least they were back in the day.
I feel like there should be a shady guy out front, like, Build-A-Bear, huh? I got real bears.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy is Build-A-Bear, so you have...
And look, kid, you want a real bear?
Okay, so
it's cheaper and it's real.
You know that they stuff the bear, actually, in the bag.
I've seen...
And well, you watch that happen.
I mean, they put the...
The foam in it. Yeah,
It's stuffing.
It's like a sock at the beginning, and they stuff the bear.
It's not foam inside of them, is it? Isn't it like stuffing?
It's a foam-based stuffing. So they put the bear together, and then there is an entire store of clothes.
Yep.
That you dress as bear, and it could be fireman bear, it could be football player bear, it could be princess bear. I mean, you name it, they have got a theme for it, and kids go, and they pick their theme, and then they put those clothes on, and bam, they are happy.
And kids love it.
Yeah, they do.
Of course.
So Build-A-Bear was having a promotion. Where basically you build the bear, and then the cost of the bear would be your age. So obviously a lot of people brought their young children.
I read this, and I thought, okay, when it comes to Build-A-Bear, I have a 7.5-year-old and 6-year-old. It would cost me $13.50. That's cheaper than any other time I could do it. If I were interested, I would do it. Nobody's getting a bear built is over the age of probably 12. So you know, like, none of the adults that showed up are building it for themselves. I'm 49. Guess what? I'm not doing this for
you. You paid $49 for a bear. No, right. He's lying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, deal. Though, I don't think Build-A-Bear realized how excited people were going to be, and the result was chaos.
This is crazy. This is a crazy event.
You better call somebody real fast, because we're about to have a problem out here.
Oh.
Because there's people that have been out here for 7 hours, and I want to get in for their babies.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't laugh. Uh-oh. Those moms were pissed.
Yeah, they're pissed.
Uh-oh.
Look, man, there's nothing worse.
By the way, there's a whole video and article about that on the Men's Room Facebook page. You want to check that out.
I guess you don't bring your 92-year-old grandmother to Build-A-Bear at that point.
It's Build-A-Bear, man. You had to know that everyone's going to bring their kids, and there's nothing worse than telling your kids something that they get excited about, and then it can't be delivered. Right? I mean, that's the whole thing. So, and the kid doesn't know there's a deal.
We're going to get you a bear for $5.
But they don't know that. Right, they just think, hey, mom's being cool. Mm-hmm. Mom shows up with these kids, man. And it's like, look, Build-A-Bear, honest to God, man. Like I said, you know the price is low because it's designed for children.
Everyone's
going to spend, on average, less than $10 per kid.
Well, and I'm out of the loop. But even for me, it shocked me. And obviously, Build-A-Bear wasn't ready. I read somewhere they had to, like, close some stores. And they basically just like, all right, we're shut down for the day. Like, we did not expect that.
I feel bad for the employees.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it's not their idea, but you're still the one that takes the heat.
Well, look, I mean,
you better get somebody right now. Like, hey, I got to tell them to see
you. Bring it up all the time. You see it in the animal kingdom, like, a bunch of angry parents breathing down your neck, right?
It ain't
like,
good.
That is not a fun time.
No. And they're all on the same side. Remember that. Every parent backs up the other one. Like, there's no one saying, hey, relax. They didn't get their bear either.
And, you know, some poor teenager was like, Charlie, we should have stayed at the Crocs kiosk. This never would have happened.
I told you, Sunglass Hut, not a lot of action, man, but people aren't yelling at you.
Right. People come into lids, just want hats. They're nice. They're adults.
As bad as idea is being a referee at a youth basketball game.
Depending where you do it.
Oh, man.
Baseball, you name it. Soccer.
I have been in this position. Miles, you've been here. When you're reffing anything or umpiring anything youth, it's kind of intense.
With the kids involved?
So I have a cousin that still does this to this day, right? But he does it at the grade school he went to, and there is a mean old lady that runs the gym. And that lady is so stern to this day. My mom's 74. She got yelled at by this lady.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because she like crossed the court to say hi to somebody, and she was like, get off the court.
Oh, man.
Well, my brother first started reffing, right? So he's always been that guy, but he got out of college.
He's now a professional ref.
And that's what's crazy. He's an official in the NFL, right, which is great. But when he first started, he was like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing some high school reffing. And we're like, well, that's cool. Where are you thinking about doing it? And he lives in an expensive suburb outside of D.C. I'm thinking it'll be there. He's like, oh, I'm going to inner city D.C. Now, if you know my brother, he's a very mild-mannered individual. I don't think he's ever actually been in a physical fight other than me in his life. And even my parents are like, yeah, man, are you sure? He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm like, by the time we moved, he was already out of high school. So I went to high school in Baltimore City, and as far as behavior goes, not much different than D.C., right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you might really wonder with it. Oh, no, I'm sure it'll be fine. So, yeah, I guess he'd do like 3 or 4 games a day, however the hell it works out. And after his first week, he's like, Jesus Christ, it's kids are goddamn scary. I said, I told you, man.
It's the parents.
It is.
Dude, no, it's not the parents.
Miles,
no.
You got to understand.
Inner city, it's the students.
Yeah, there was years that, like, you couldn't, there was no Friday Night Lights in D.C. because there's too many fights.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The parents are not the problem there, man.
Thrill, you were kind of talking about this earlier today before the show.
Before you made me stop?
Yes. Star Wars and Star Trek are two different things.
Yes, they are.
Both nerdy, but two different things.
Different kinds of nerds, though.
Yes. And if you mess with the Trekkie, and you know, you just don't want to screw them up. So Zachary Quinto from Star Trek was on Good Morning America with George Snuffleupagus.
There you go. You got it. Snuffleupagus.
Nailed it.
And George got it confused. Zachary
corrected
him.
No, he did.
I'm here now with Zachary Quinto. You know him as Spock from Star Wars. Now he's
Trek, George.
Star Trek.
Trek.
Oh, my God. I am going to get so much hate mail on Twitter. It's going to be so bad. Can you absolve me right now?
I'm out of this.
Yeah. Well, we got our Bible.
It's an honest mistake.
I don't think it is. George screwed the pooch on that one, man.
I think it was an honest mistake.
I mean, it's Spock. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever watched Star Trek. I know he's from... But Spock is from Star Trek.
The only person I know that intentionally messes up to piss people off is you, Ted. Right? And that's like your go-to. But you, I think he honestly flubbed.
Yeah.
Like, you do it because you like to antagonize people and you laugh about it. George Snuffleupagus there, like, that's not his deal. I think he
that's
effed
not
up.
His name.
I know, it doesn't matter. He's George Snuffleupagus now. He's going to get the hate.
Oh,
but what's
yeah.
funny is, and what we've discovered here, like, you can mess with sports teams, people are just like, F you, and then they tell you they hope your team goes down. It's nice give and take. With the Star Trek, Star Wars people, it is paragraphs.
And Star Wars is, like, mainstream. I feel like Trekkies are kind of still out there on the fringe a little bit.
You got to realize how intense this is.
Only because Star Wars is back heavy
now. It is to the point where people are getting angry, they're getting mad. Hell, I mean, Jar Jar Binks talks about death threats that he got.
Yeah, the guy, the actor.
And he was in a Star Wars movie that wasn't the most popular, and he's the least most popular character in all of Star Wars,
but he's like,
it's thought of so seriously that he honestly got death threats. And he talks about it.
It bugged him.
Depression, suicidal thoughts, all this stuff.
Keep in mind, an actor's point of view of things is, they gave me a script. The director directed me. They wrote the story. I was trying to execute the character they had.
But they wanted.
And in the end, they're mad at me. But they threatened to kill the guy.
It's like,
I
served a hamburger, and you know, now somebody else that they wanted me to give to him, and now my ass is on the line.
Right, yeah. I was like, damn, man.
Just give this hamburger to that guy over there. Okay.
But that tells you how much people hate Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, that's intense.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit much, I think.
But yeah, it's very important.
I will kill you for playing that role. Like, bro, I'm just getting a paycheck.
Yeah, and I don't know. You got to go to a movie theater to see Star Wars. Trek was available. It was on TV.
It was. It was. Still is.
Yeah.
Somehow, there's always a series somewhere. Well, they had a heyday for us, and they did Star Trek for three, the original one. Disappears forever long. They come back with Star Trek, The Next Generation. That did very well. Then they did two or three spinoffs from that, and that was their heyday. Then it kind of faded away. And I know there's something, some online or streaming service, they have a new series or something. But yeah, it had a massive heyday. And that's, so you ended up with a lot of Trekkies that weren't even Trekkies before The Next Generation.
And Spock is such a, I mean, I know Leonard Nimoy was Spock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's a big one. Can't mess up the Trekkies.
Yeah, it's
you know
like
what?
Darth Vader from The Story That Never Ends. Like, what? Come on, man.
What comedian have we talked about on the show recently?
Howie Mandel.
Right, and we were shocked, right?
What, like, that he was still relevant?
Just that he was doing a special, and like, I don't know. Like, I know he's
this.
A host on a game show, but you don't, Howie Mandel doesn't come up a ton.
Other than that,
he also has a show on, I want to say Nat Geo or something.
Somebody called, and part of their story was just that they were watching a Howie Mandel comedy special on HBO. And we said it had to be a million years ago. There's nothing against Howie Mandel, but when he was as high as he ever got on his comedy thing, like that was not recent.
Right. I mean, I
had hair on top of my head, I think, the last time.
Right. And what I remember him was from Bobby's World.
Bless you. Good God, Mike.
So he's on a late night talk show. Howie Mandel, ironically, a day later, has a pretty insane stand up, I guess, comedy
party.
No, but The end of it makes a lot of sense why they hired him.
Okay. I got offered to do a private party at a house, and I said, I don't do a private party. And then they called me back, and they said, how much would it take? There's got to be a price. And there was a price, and I told them the price. And it was more than most people make a year. And they said, okay. And then I said, this sounds weird, cash. And they went, okay, and they delivered all this cash. And it was way up in the hills, in the canyons here in L.A. And I asked my wife if she wanted to join me, and she said no. And I was scared. And I'm driving up there, and in the middle of the night, I drive up there, and there's a woman, a scantily clad woman, in the middle of the street that kind of stops my car. And I go, yeah. She goes, are you Howie Mandel? And I go, yeah. This way. I will take the car. And I get out of the car, and we go through the hedges and across the pool, and I hear some noise in the house and everything. And then I go in the pool house. I go, and they said, wait here until you hear, ladies and gentlemen, Howie Mandel. And I open the door, and there's like eight guys doing things. Nobody had clothes on. And there's eight guys.
It's an orgy. It was an orgy.
There was 16 women doing things. The guy's going, oh, do the Bobby voice. Do the Bobby voice. You know, and then.
Oh, to tell you what they wanted.
They're making request. But the thing is, but I said, why would they hire me? And then a week later, I'm walking in a mall here in L.A., and a wife comes up and says, you're Howie Mandel. And I go, yeah. She goes, oh, my husband told me that he went to a bachelor party 2 weeks ago, and you were the entertainment. And I look like 100 yards back, and the guy's going, So I was hired to be an excuse.
You were the cover.
I'm a bachelor.
You're the cover.
Wow.
That's different.
That is crazy.
Right? Can you imagine that, paying that much money for somebody in cash just so you have an excuse to say, oh, yeah, and we hired Howie Mandel. First of all, in this day and age, right, if somebody said we paid, you know, like a bachelor party hired Howie Mandel.
But
to
for
like,
what?
Yeah, I that's
like, why
like
is he coming
excuse.
To the bachelor party?
Yeah. Like, if you were like, I don't know, we hired, you know, like, Michael Jordan to come by and, like, shoot hoops with us. Like, I could fathom that. Or even if it was, like, a filthy comedian, right?
Right.
But I'm like, Howie Mandel is kind of a clean-cut, like, family guy. Like, I still be like, dude, this bachelor party was wild. Howie Mandel
did a routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. By the way, Mike Hawk, you sneezed very loud, and it was confirmed to us earlier this week during a segment on this program. And I don't know
this
if
very
it's
very segment.
Right, but was it this segment?
It was. Yeah.
Ted and I distinctly heard this strange noise twice. And we're looking at each other, like, but it sounded like some technical.
Was that you through the wall?
That was me through the wall.
So, yeah, I found out. I'm like, that couldn't have been him.
These are soundproof walls.
Our buddy VD was like, well, no, man, no, it was Mike.
They're walls.
Yeah.
In between studios.
They're soundproofy.
I have big sneezes.
Kind of.
Yeah. a lot, you know, obviously, this day and age, you can't go anywhere without politics.
Oh, of course.
Jim Jeffries. I spelt it wrong there, Mike. I think I spelt it Jim Jeffers. Jim Jeffries, very funny comedian. He's got a show, and he was talking about, and I think he's got a good idea here. Who should be the new Supreme Court justice?
There are actually almost no qualifications for a justice. The president can nominate pretty much anyone. They don't even have to hold a law degree or be born in the U.S.
It's good to know I'll have a job after this show's canceled. No qualifications to be a justice. Trump could nominate anyone. He could just have Justice Blake Shelton. A mediocre, average-looking singer who, despite having gout, was named Sexiest Man Alive and is dating Gwen Stefani. The living embodiment of the fact that there is no justice in the world could be a justice.
What he said, in spite of having the gout,
he's been alive. I want to hit home a little bit, but you know,
God damn,
right? And he's like, he's dating Gwen Stefani.
I didn't realize. I figured you'd at least had to be an attorney of some level.
I'll be dead honest. Until I heard him say that on the show, I did not know that either.
I didn't. Either.
I mean, I guess it's just an assumption because you call them judges.
But I think judges, justice. Even on a local level, are just appointed positions.
Sometimes, like a magistrate is elected in a lot of places. So yeah.
I just don't know the pecking order of things. You know what I mean? As a judge, as a magistrate, you have to have been a lawyer to become a judge. That was
seems
always
like
mine.
All of them are somehow intertwined. They know the system.
Yeah,
some
degree.
States are different.
Okay,
right? Because Louisiana, is Louisiana still guilty before proven innocent? Because they use a different kind of law.
Wait,
they used to.
I just know when I went in front of a magistrate when I was a kid, it was like, you know, someone you knew, and they're like, "Get out of here, be better."
You know what that tells you about Louisiana?
Just on a higher level of debauchery.
Everybody.
Know?
Man, we know your ass is guilty. We're going to give you time to come up with some good enough excuse. You know what I mean? I feel like That's like going to court in the neighborhood you grew up in, right? Something goes down, somebody's house gets egged. Like, you know one of the four people involved, and you're guilty before proven innocent.
You probably didn't think Stormy Daniels somehow could help out the state of Florida, but Kimmel explains it.
Stormy Daniels had a brush with the law last night. She was arrested at a strip club in Columbus because she allegedly touched a customer who turned out to be an undercover police officer. Under Ohio state law, an employee who appears nude or semi-nude is prohibited from touching patrons on the premises of a sexually oriented business unless it's a family member. That's the law. And just like that, the state of Ohio shoots past Florida in the race for creepiest state.
Ohio is kind of the Florida.
It's North Florida.
It really is.
It really is.
Florida.
It is. Crazy wild animals everywhere.
Crazy people
everywhere.
And they're going to operate the way they operate.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Good college football.
Partying.
Ohio.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Lone Star State, where a dispute over reserved seats in a Purge movie leads to a stabbing. Meanwhile, drunk Florida man attacks minion on boardwalk while incoherently blabbing. Former reality star turned prostitute steals John's credit card and goes on a spree. In Kazakhstan, a 40-foot tall squirrel is too big to climb a tree, and a plane plunges 21,000 feet while the pilot vapes. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
You're over there, Ted.
Oh, wow, there, Mike.
Is it? Damn, my bad. I'm working. Oh, yeah. Shoot. I need to get that one out, too. Oh, I'm doing great back
things
here.
Things are crazy.
Best in the business. Best in the business.
That's right. I got nine hands. Only using one. Top story that we go to Georgia, where a nurse left the windows on her car open while checking in on a patient after Lake House. When she left the home to go back to her car, she found that a black bear had made its way into the van.
Oh.
A black bear.
Uh-huh. You know what you do at that point? You let the black bear have the van.
That's right. The bear had smelled the lunch that she had packed for the day and made his way inside, ate the lunch, and started to explore around the van, checking it out.
Now, wait, where did this happen?
This happened in Georgia.
Georgia. I didn't realize Georgia had a bear thing.
Right? Oh, shoot. I don't even have
a thing. I mean, I would think if I'm in Alaska, I'd be like, yeah, close the window. But I feel like in Georgia, I'm all right.
Well, there's woods in Georgia.
I know. I just don't think bears in Georgia.
And them Georgia bears.
Miles will attest to this. Like, if there's mountains, woods, there's bears. There's bears.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And now coyotes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. She tried setting up the car alarm and banging pots and pans together to try to scare the bear out of the van, but to no avail. The animal did eventually do what it does and gets bored and made its way out of the van and back into the woods.
To me, that's the strategy. Like, on a check in about an hour.
Right. Or keep an eye on it to make sure that it's not just curled up where you can't see it when you check back in an hour. You imagine getting back into your car thinking, okay, bear's gone, and then you take off, and now there's a pissed off black bear.
I've heard of a story. It was not a bear. A guy stole, I think he actually stole a cop car, but he didn't realize it was a canine car.
Okay.
So dude jumps in.
Oh, no.
Oh, it did not take long. Oh, no, this is what it was. Something bad was happening to this woman. The cops get there. She managed to escape what her problem was, but to get away from whatever else was going on, she ran to the cop car for safety. Didn't realize, jumped in, and this dog saw her.
No.
Yeah, that's what made it worse. Yeah.
Woof. In other news, in Daytona Beach, Florida, a man was walking along the boardwalk, got himself into a fight with a minion.
That's the yellow minions.
Correct.
A minion.
Outside a place called Jungle George's on the boardwalk.
That sounds great until someone punches a minion.
That's right.
What are you
doing?
Sounds like the kind of place you pound down like five Mai Tais and then, and then punch a minion.
And then punch a minion.
What do you do on a Saturday night? You go out and you punch a minion. This place called Jungle George's.
Punch a minion? You got to start using that.
I know. I was thinking.
Punching a minion. Jungle George's out on the boardwalk. There's someone actually dressed as one of the minions from Despicable Me franchise. This evidently angered the man because he began to mess with and harass the minion. It escalated to the point that the man actually slammed the minion on the ground and began to mercilessly and beat the mascot.
No. Come on, man.
Why? I don't know why. He's a mascot. He's in a costume. He can't talk back. So how did this get so out of hand?
You don't get paid enough to wear a mascot outfit to get your ass kicked.
No.
I have a feeling he's one of those guys who poses for pictures, and gets paid.
Oh, I'm sure. But you're there to make people happy.
Sure, the kids love it.
You end up getting your ass kicked.
The man was arrested, but the minion is not pressing charges. The costume, however, is destroyed.
The minion's not pressing charges,
probably because they couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
Actually, a combination of like four or five different languages.
I don't know who does that. They do a brilliant job.
They do, man. The residents of Kazakhstan are split on their opinion of a new attraction that has been put up in an art festival. The attraction in question is a 40-foot sculpture of a squirrel that is made of a steel frame, wood, and straw. The controversy comes from being paid with the equivalent of $67,000 of public funds, and a lot of people are calling it a fire hazard, while others like to look at the squirrel that their kids enjoy looking at the sculpture. The squirrel is expected to be in the area for the next 9 months before moving to a different area. That is in case, you know, somebody doesn't just...
I'm going to tell you what Kazakhstan's problem is. The fact that a 40-foot tall sculpture of a squirrel is called an attraction.
I like it.
That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah. No, I saw
this
it. It's nice.
God damn!
It really is well done.
Yeah. It's the last time we've heard about Kazakhstan since Borat. So I think it's, they needed to get back in the spotlight.
That's now that I'm looking at it, I like it.
That's how you know that drugs are not going to be done there for a while, because that's going to freak some people out, man.
Wow. Just in time for Sasha to come back on Showtime. Here you go.
An Air China flight scared the living daylights out of passengers when a plane suddenly dropped thousands of feet during the flight. Oxygen masks were deployed during the drop, and passengers demanded to know why the plane has dropped as they made their way back up to 25,000 feet. Turns out that one of the pilots used his vape pen during the flight, which they're not supposed to do, and hit the wrong switches to try to keep the vapors from spreading into the cabin. The wrong switches caused a drop in cabin pressure, which forced the drop in altitude. The airline apologized profusely, and the passengers will adopt a zero-tolerance policy on the subject.
Lie about that.
Right?
Yeah,
that's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, a random question, the return of the word and men's room rules.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about as bad. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.